Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati. Crank that up for a minute, Jake. What's going on here? We have... Now, I know that maybe people were planning on watching the Chiefs this weekend. That's not happening. But we have a hometown franchise to watch this weekend on Sunday night, live from St. Louis, UFC Fight Night on FS1, and his name is the James Krause. What's up, James Krause? How are you?
What up? I'm good. Eating breakfast, getting ready to get on a plane to St. Louis.
So you're eating breakfast. When do you weigh in for the fight?
Saturday morning.
Okay, so what are you eating for breakfast just a few days before your weigh-in?
I have some egg whites and a cup of fruit.
How much weight have you had to cut to get ready for this weigh-in?
Cut and lose is always a little different. The actual art of cutting weight, cut means basically just pull out water, which
okay.
I haven't. I'll be as light as I've ever been going into this fight. Now, losing, I walk around about 190 pounds normally, and I just checked my weight. I was 166.5 pounds, which is the lightest I've ever been going into fight week by far. It's never even been close to this. I usually cut sodium at 176 pounds, and this time I cut it at 169 pounds. So I was about 7 pounds ahead of what I normally am, which if you've ever cut weight in your life, 7 pounds is a drastic difference.
And so physically, just besides the weight, everything, how do you feel?
Even if I felt like crap, I wouldn't tell you guys the truth, but I'm ready to rock, man. My program's always 100. I got a great team behind me, a great nutritionist. Everybody gets me ready, you know. It's not just me going out there. So in terms of physically, I feel like this is kind of cliche, but I feel like this is the best I've ever been. Technically, this is for sure the best I've ever been. I can say that with 100% confidence. Steve, you kind of have an inside look. I mean, you know the work I've been putting in, and I can say this with utmost confidence. I feel like I have a lot of tools that that has not been shown yet. And look, Kansas City, you guys don't have anything else to watch, so tune in this Sunday.
Not just for you, but for Zach Cummings, you will both be on FS1. The prelims begin at 7 o'clock. So between 7 and 9 o'clock Kansas City time, that's when we'll see Zach, and that's when we'll see you. Before we get into your fight, give us a quick preview of what we can expect from Zach Cummings on Sunday night.
Well, Zach is actually kicking off the Fox Sports 1 card. So his fight will start at 7 p.m. I mean, his will be on the money. He is the first fight on the prelims on Fox Sports 1. So Zach is fighting a tough guy. This is a big step up for Zach and Thiago Alves. This is a very meaningful fight for Zach because, you know, we're trying to get him into the top 15 in the world, and this is one step closer. But if any of you guys ever know Zach, man, he is massive at the weight class. He's probably one of the most underrated fighters in all of the UFC. He just doesn't get the credit that he deserves, partly because he doesn't promote a lot on social media or anything like that. But the dude is just a grinder, man. Collegiate wrestler, one of the best chins in the business, has crazy power. The people that know the sport very well know that he's very, very good.
So how does he match up with Pitbull?
I actually think we're seeing a declining Thiago Alves. I mean, he hasn't been physically the same since some changes have been made. I won't make any allegations, but I think he has not been the same physically in quite some time, and I think that Zach is going to be able to expose that. You know, Zach's very well rounded. He wrestles well. He strikes well, and I feel like Alves is kind of one dimensional in the sense that he likes to strike.
All right, so let's get into your fight with Alex White. And so we're thinking maybe around 8 o'clock or so, Kansas City time. We'll watch the whole card, but maybe around 8 o'clock is when you'll fight?
Yeah, that's what, if I had to guess, I would say somewhere 7:45, 8 o'clock, yeah.
Okay, so it's Wednesday, obviously, now. You fight on Sunday. For those who are unfamiliar with, we already talked about the weigh-in, but take us through the next couple of days and what you'll be doing as we get closer and closer to fight night.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in maintenance mode right now. I kind of, this week is the worst part of fighting, because basically my body's prepped and ready to make this weight cut, but I can't really start the weight cut yet because now it's just water depletion. You know what I mean? It's so I'm kind of in limbo right now. There's really not a whole lot of progress. So right now it's pretty much just spent like sharpening tools, you know, making sure my game plan's on point. But really, you know, my weight's so low now that I'm kind of just chilling out. You know, I'll do probably one workout a day while I'm here. I leave to go to St. Louis. They usually set us up a room. Obviously, we have our hotel room that we stay in, but they have another room where we can go work out, and they have mats down and stuff like that. So the UFC does an incredible job of making it fighter-friendly. You know, we have everything that we need. And so I'll probably just work out, you know, eat very, very clean, and my eating will drastically go down. I've been doing 2 gallons a day, which if you guys have ever done that, it's actually pretty difficult to do. And then I'll cut all water I'll probably just drink when I'm thirsty on Friday, and then Saturday morning I'll go down to make my cut. I guess I'm going to have to cut 10 pounds of water, which is, comparatively speaking to my cuts in the past, it's not much, but you know, I've already cut sodium, so a lot of water's already out of me. So, but it won't be a fun process, but it's, you know, it's par for the course.
Okay, I want to go back to what you said earlier, James, about your preparation for this fight. You said you're more prepared for this fight, I think was how you described it, than ever. And you said that you got some tools that Steven knows about. Help me out. Is this top secret stuff that you're going to unveil in the cage, or can you tell me a little bit about what you've added to your arsenal here getting ready for this fight?
Yeah, I mean, there's no secrets in this game, but I think people have a general consensus of the type of fighter that I am in the UFC. And to be honest with you guys, I feel like it's wrong. I feel like I'm classified as a striker, but my ground game is way better, actually. I mean, not way better, but it's better. I mean, I'm a black belt in jiu-jitsu. I've been doing jiu-jitsu for 11 years. And when I say I've been working on tools, I mean, I've really focused on becoming a complete mixed martial artist. I've kind of refined my whole game. And the reason why I say that I don't feel like anybody's seen it yet is because over the last year, I mean, I've really only had, you know, one real fight. So it's, and in that fight, I didn't want to go to the ground. In that fight, I was fighting a high level black belt. So I really didn't want to like mix everything up. I didn't want to show my wrestling. I didn't want to show my ground game. It was all striking, pure striking, which I'm okay with. I love to strike. The fans want to see striking. I love that. I'm in with that all day. But, I feel like the part of the game that I've really improved on over the last year is mixing everything up and really focusing on being an MMA fighter and not a kickboxer, jiu-jitsu fighter, and not a, you know, I'm complete everywhere, and I'm really tying everything together nicely. And like I said before, technically, this is by far the best I've ever been. I'm stifling people that are really good. I'm beating good guys in the gym. I have a my system, I guess, you know what I mean? Your move set, your set list, like a band has a set list, is more organized than ever. When I say set list, I mean like my move list, you know what I mean? It's more organized. Everything has a plan. Everything is series based. So it's really organized, and without ranting any longer, I feel really good.
And so you referenced that last fight against Tom Golicchio back in July, and you absolutely used beautiful boxing and footwork and movement and your jab, and you outboxed him for 3 rounds because that's where you had the huge advantage, and you didn't need to do anything else to win that fight comfortably. And for people that hadn't watched you before, of course you watch, I think, man, this guy can really box. That's what his strength is. But as you mentioned, that's not all you can do. That's just what was necessary and the good matchup in that fight. So without giving away too much, when we talk about how you match up against Alex White, what are some of the strengths that he has? And when you look at him, what type of fighter is he in a matchup for you?
When you look at Alex, I mean, what he brings to the table is his durability, toughness, mental toughness, physical toughness. He's just a gritty, gritty fighter. He's long. He's pretty big at the weight class, even though he's coming up from a weight class and I'm coming down from a weight class. He's fairly big at 55 as well. But he's tough, and he's just one of those guys that just doesn't go away. You know what I mean? He doesn't know when he's beat. But in terms of technical skill, there is levels of this game, and you know that, Steve. You know the level. There's levels between people, and I just feel like I'm on a different level than Alex, and that's not a shot at him. You know, obviously, we have to fight this out, and this isn't a technique off. You know what I mean? Like I'm stealing Tim Elliott's word right now. You know, technically I'm better, but this isn't a technique off. What Alex is great at is Alex is good at putting people in a phone booth and dogfighting them. You know, so it's going to be up to me to make it the prettier the fight, the better off I'm going to be. But, you know, if you guys watch the show, you know, I've been there. You know, I can do it all. I've been fighting for 11 years. I there's not a situation that this guy's going to put me in that I haven't already been in. So I think going into that, I think knowing that right there is a huge advantage I have over him, because I cannot say the same for him.
We're talking with our good friend James Krause, who fights Alex White this Sunday night in St. Louis on UFC Fight Night. The FS1 prelims begin at 7 o'clock, and Zach Cummings will be the first fight at 7 o'clock on FS1. And then James Krause, we expect to fight around 7:45 or 8 o'clock. So be sure to tune in, Nate Bucati, on Sunday night to watch James Krause.
So James, when you said that that his strength is getting you in a phone booth and grinding it out, is the key for you then to stay out of the phone booth, or do you feel comfortable in there as well?
Well, I think striking Alex's durability makes it fun. You know, it's going to be fun. Like, it'll be fun to watch us. You know, because the great thing about both of us is neither one of us are hard to find out there. What I mean by that is you're not going to see a lot of, like, dancing and stuff like that. Like, we get after it. You know what I mean? There's a lot of footwork. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of left-right movement. But we get after it, and we throw early. So there's a lot of volume coming out. I mean, I think one of my stats is I have, like, the fifth or sixth most significant strikes landed per minute in lightweight history or something like that. Like, and I think his stat, he has a stat, basically a volume-based stat as well. So we get out there and we throw early. Now, I think the biggest difference is if we hit the ground, I think this guy's going to be in big trouble, and I think he knows it. So I really feel like technically I'm better everywhere. I'm going to do my best to mix this fight up, but it's going to be a fun fight to watch. I can't promise you guys that. It will be a fun fight to watch. Both of us are going to go out, and you know, we like to fight. We like to put on a show for the fans. Neither one of us have ever been in a boring fight, so I mean it's a good fight for the fans to watch.
Zach fights first at 7 o'clock, then there's a second fight, then you're fight number 3 against Alex White, and we'll see what how entertaining that's going to be, because you said it's going to be a great fight, and hopefully you're going to win that fight. And then you've got a chance. Will you go back out and watch the rest of the fights? Because for fight fans, after we get done watching you and Zach, there's several fights that have...
Oh, man, I'm a fan first, bro. As
right.
They have this thing in the back, so they really encourage us to stay in their back, but they have this thing, and the way they do that is they built this thing called the green room. So basically what they do is they take, like, they bring in the nicest buffet. Like, it's not even a buffet. It is a buffet.
Wow.
You can get whatever you want, but it's not buffet food. It's, like, five-star food with, like, ice cream machines and cookies and whatever you want, and you can get as much as you want and the fights play while they're back there, so it's a pretty cool atmosphere. Myself, I like to go hang out with my family, and I'll probably do a little bit of both, go back and forth. But, yeah, absolutely. As soon as that fight's over, look, I'm going into fan mode, kicking back. I'm going to have a soda, ice cream, chill with my family, and watch some great fights.
I mean, there's several fights between top 10, top 15 fighters. What's the fight you're most looking forward to in the main card?
Well, I think the obvious one is the main event. Jeremy Stephens and Duho Choi is just a banger. These guys, like, there's zero... I don't think there's any other game plan other than to go out and throw as hard as you can. So both those guys are super entertaining. But in terms of, like, people who I like to watch, and I actually think Kamaru Usman is possibly, potentially, your next welterweight champion. I mean, he's amazing. The dude is incredible. He's very, very skilled. I think he's gonna walk through his guy, but he's knocking out a title shot here really soon. And then obviously, you know, you have the ladies, Paige VanZant and Jessica Clark. I think that'll be a great fight as well. I mean, really, this is a this is a fight where you can just kind of sit down, push play, and let him run. You know, it's like 50 Cent, get rich or die trying. You just buy it, pop it in, push play, and let it roll.
See there, Nate.
Get rich or die trying, baby.
And you mentioned Usman. I feel like if you're a Kansas City fan, considering his nickname is the Nigerian Nightmare, you absolutely have to root for him. And so we'll all be watching that fight as well. Now, you're fighting in the state of Missouri. You're fighting in St. Louis. First time UFC has been in St. Louis. Are you more excited about fighting in St. Louis or the opportunity, perhaps, if you're lucky, to be interviewed by Laura Sanko?
Is she there or no?
No. Is she coming in tomorrow, Jake? Yeah, she'll be here tomorrow. So we're going to give her the opportunity to talk about you when you're not here.
That's great. You know, I missed the Kansas City card, and you guys know how much the MMA scene in Missouri means to me. We've just kind of been behind the times, and I really want to be one of the pioneers to change that. So, you know, do I regret not being on the Kansas City card? No, because I had an awesome opportunity to really soak that in, take that in. That was a part of it. You know, I coached two people that night, Tim and Zach, both picked up great wins. So I guess I'm excited to be a part of Missouri MMA's, you know, plunge into the UFC on the second time around in St. Louis, to where, you know, I have a different point of view now. So I think it worked out just how I wanted it to be. You know, obviously, I'll be looking to talk to Laura if I don't argue with her enough. I'm sure she'll figure out a way to argue about my win and say something bad about me. But we'll cross that bridge whenever we get there.
James, congrats on the win. Why didn't you perform better? I feel like that might be the first question.
Wow.
Right?
I could see that. I think hopefully her bosses won't let her do that, because she probably would.
But that's what she'll be thinking. So as long as we got that for her, right?
Yeah. Why do you look so terrible?
I think that'd be, you know, a great first question. Right. Can you just tell me more about Paige VanZant? Just anything?
Wow. Weird.
Well, I did a media tour with her not too long ago.
That's why I'm asking you. What's she like?
Oh, she's a super down to earth person. I thought she would be kind of like one of the prissy. She's not. She's really down to earth. She's from like Portland or something like that. So she's a real outdoorsy girl, real down to earth, fun to be around. She's just a normal human being like us. I could cut it up at a restaurant. You know, cool to be around.
For some reason, Nate was writing all of that down. I don't know why, but that's very weird to me. Mm-hmm. Who's going to win?
Taking notes for the fight, Steven. Right, don't worry about it.
Who's going to win between Uriah Hall and Vitor Belfort?
I actually have Uriah Hall decimating Vitor Belfort.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I'm looking forward
Not
to
just
that.
Winning, but decimating,
right.
huh?
That's
decimate. Well, it could be. Vitor's tough for a round. So if Vitor does win, then it'll be in the first round. Vitor's just not the same since our friends at USADA came in.
Right.
Which, by the way, I just got tested a couple days ago. # compete clean.
That's exactly right.
So what was that process,
Jake,
like?
Jake, use that hashtag, by the way, from now on. Where were you at? Like, how did that, like, take
us to
that
one? I was in Denver. I mean, they just come. They say, they basically show up. A guy in a polo shows up, says, hey, I need blood or urine. And then I usually ask, like, both at the same time. And then they laugh. And then they say, no, just urine. Mm-hmm. So.
Do they watch you
then
pee?
I pee in a cup and they go on their way.
Do they watch you?
Yes, it's kind of uncomfortable.
Right, because that happens a lot here in the new broadcasting bathroom. People watch you pee, which is, but we have to have a sales department. It's, you know, lesser of two evils. So do you have any, now you're a guy, you've been at the desk for UFC, for fight coverage. You've been in front of the camera. You've been on The Ultimate Fighter. You've fought in front of thousands of people. Do you have any, do you feel pressure to perform when it's time to perform in front of USADA?
I thought you were going to ask me a serious question there for a second.
No.
I had a completely different answer. Wait.
Well, you know what? Answer that. Answer what serious question did you think I was going to ask?
I thought you were just going to cut off at pressure to perform, and then you put for USADA.
Well, you know, answer both of them then.
The 2 gallons a day makes it pretty easy to perform.
Okay. Do you feel any pressure to perform now? Because that is a good question, because you're a lot of national fans and UFC fans. Your profile has gone up since you've been in studio and since you're on Ultimate Fighter. And so Is there any different dealing with that?
No, man, pressure's not a real thing. It's fake. It's made up in your own head. It's not a real... At the end of the day, this is the deal. At the end of the day, you've fought before. You know this. At the end of the day, when you go out there and the cage closes and whenever you're looking across from that person, there's never a point where I'm like, oh, man, I was at the desk, so I better win this one. You know what I mean?
Right.
When you're in the middle of a fist fight, nothing else matters. And that's just pretty much the name of the game. You know what I mean? Like, where people get shook at is the cameras in their face before that. And then, you know, the interviews and the lead up and where people start getting shook at. I'm used to that stuff. That's nothing. So in terms of pressure to compete, I mean, I said, you know, there's no pressure. That's not true. There is pressure, but it's the same pressure. It's pressure that I put on myself. Because I've been down this road. This road is a long road. Fighting is a long road. And I really, the way I look at it is the people that there's going to be people that say stuff, good or bad, whenever you win or lose, doesn't matter. You can't please everybody. So the people that love me, that truly love me, that I care about their opinion, don't care whether I win or lose. They're going to be there for me regardless. No matter what, no matter if I go out and get KO'd in 2 seconds, they're going to be there for me at the end of the day. And then the people that aren't there, it's good. It's a good thing because then I just found out who my real friends are. You know what I mean? So, like, in times like that, I usually get good clarity because I find out the people that are really there for me, they were down the ride, and then the people there for along the ride. So there's a big difference. So I don't really worry about that. I keep my circle small, man. I just enjoy the process, and the people that care about me don't care whether I win or lose. And I'm having fun with this, man. I'm getting paid a lot of money to do what I love every day, and not many people can say that.
And you've worked very, very hard to get to this point. I know it's been a long road, and you are reaping the rewards of all the amount of tremendously hard work. People, and that's the other thing, people that know that this road has been long, and you've not only been such a good fighter for such a long time, but you're a hell of a coach, and you're a great spokesperson for Kansas City, representing Kansas City in the MMA community, and representing Kansas City on FS1 on Sunday night. So it's hashtag Team Krause here on the Border Patrol. And so we'll talk to you hopefully on Monday or Tuesday or whenever you can do it about your win on Sunday night, man. I'll be watching, and maybe I'm still trying to work things out. Maybe I just hop in my car on Sunday afternoon and drive to St. Louis and watch it live. All right, man?
Don't tease me with a good time, Steve.
That's right. Well, you know what? That's what I do. And also, I've heard that it's very close to East St. Louis. I don't know what goes on there, but I've heard rumors, James Krause. I don't know. Don't pin me to that one. All right, man. Good luck on Sunday night, and we're all going to be watching, my man.
Appreciate it.
All right, James. Talk to you later. That is the James Krause, who will face Alex White on Sunday night on FS1. Remember, 7 o'clock is when the card starts on FS1, and at 7 o'clock is Zach Cummings, also representing Kansas City, against Thiago Alves, Pitbull. It's not the actual Pitbull. Okay, he's a lover, not a fighter. But I do love Pitbull.
I do too.
Play some Pitbull in the break. I'm sorry. Puts me in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And Zach Cummings, who is a wildly entertaining fighter to watch, representing KC Fight Tried at 7 o'clock. Then there's a second fight. Then the third fight will be James Krause and Alex White on FS1. So just start watching at 7 o'clock. You'll see Zach and you'll see James. You'll watch it.
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Jake?
Oh, yeah.
It'd be weird if we got in the car and drove there.
No. We should do it.
I totally could.
You could.
The odds of me being back on Monday would be minuscule, though, is the problem.
Well,
I'm trying to think forward.
You could spend the night there and do the show from...
Monday's payday.
The odds of me being back
Monday's
on Monday
a holiday.
Are huge.
Do we get paid?
The odds of me being back on Monday are
110%.
Do we get our check on Monday?
I don't know. It's MLK Day, right?
Well, I can't put it in the bank on Monday. Banks are closed, aren't they?
Yeah, so it really isn't payday till Tuesday, no matter what.
Okay, now we're talking. I like this song.
I love it.
Oh, so
what should I do?
What? This song is not terrible. This song
this is
great.
One of the, how about this? My my wonderful family, knowing me the way they know me, knowing that I refuse to relinquish my love of CDs, knowing that I still have a CD binder in my car.
So do I.
Hey,
I get
Richie,
made fun
give
of.
Dad the CD book.
Case and, Logic.
Right.
Hand me the Case Logic.
Richie and Phil look at me with such disdain.
I love it.
Why?
I have some of those still in my basement. I don't have a CD player in my car anymore.
I do.
I can send I you. I can send six, Michael the intern right now to my car and disc. Get my CD binder.
Should we just send them compare CDs? Our CD collection?
They look at
every
me.
Every song
do
you
some
need.
Trading?
But
right
they
here.
Just look at me.
Boring.
What's wrong with you? I go, give me my CDs and you shut your mouths. Give me my CDs.
How am I supposed to play that phone in my car,
when
mate?
When I
plug it in.
Where?
Exactly. When I... Look, normally my stocking's empty. On Christmas, there were things in my stocking. So what's in my stocking? Santa, remember me?
What'd you have?
The new Eminem CD.
Oh.
I'll get made fun of for this one, but I don't care. The double CD by the name of Phil Collins' greatest hits.
Oh, no,
why would I make
it today?
Who's going to make fun of you for that?
I'll be honest with you. It's in the CD player right now.
Who's going to make fun of you for that?
Over that. I'll fight someone over that.
Yeah, why would someone make fun of you for that?
And it's a double CD. I just listen
can I
and
burn
drive
it?
Around.
Oh, Phil
I don't
Collins,
even have
man.
Anywhere to go. Like, where's he going? He's going to listen to Phil Collins.
I want
to
burn it.
Fine. Burn. No, can't burn
the double.
Burn both of them. It's a double CD.
Yeah.
For the record, you don't mean like burn it like they did.
Don't burn
like
it.
Disc of Demolition Night.
And
like,
then I
copy.
Like,
then I got a third
copy.
CD.
Dub it.
That the girls bought me.
Yeah.
Because my daughters and I dance to this song and other songs. We have little dance parties and like to sing with the karaoke.
Yep.
You know what the girls bought me?
Pitbull's
Greatest Hits.
Yeah.
Honor.
I like that.
And this song is playing. We're... Look at this. How long has Missy seen me move like this? Oh, I'm back out. Ooh.
All right.
Oh, boy. Oh, no. Oh. Caught something right there. All right. Let me take a break so I can make an appointment with Dr. Brad Willett, my chiropractor. Expect a call right now, sir. Back after this on WHB.